1925. John Blake was accused of stealing a pendant from a museum. He and his friend, Mary Green, wanted to find the pendant and its thief. Anthony Fawcett, a collector of old things, informed them that the owner of the pendant was a Dr. Haverall. He was now dead. John and Mary decided to visit his sister, Emily Haverall. When they got to the house, they found it was old, broken down, and dirty. They knocked at the door, but no one answered. They saw an old woman at the window upstairs. She started to shout at them. She called them thieves, and she started to throw bottles at them.
Look how clever the jugglers are with their hands. They're throwing 7 bottles at the same time. Fantastic!
What an idea to juggle with bottles. I use bottles to keep wine and fruit juice in. Well, I must admit, they didn't break a single bottle.
Here comes a clown.
Hello, Mr. Lane. Throw me a bottle, please.
You'll break it, Jimmy.
Me? I won't.
All right, then. Here goes. Catch.
Ooh. You see, Mr. Lane? Throw me another one, and all the rest.
Here you are, Jimmy. All right, Jimmy, don't cry. You'll have to practice before you try again.
How nice and sympathetic you are, Mr. Lane. You must teach me. But first, sweep up the broken glass, please.
Well, the situation at Miss Haverall's house wasn't so funny. When Miss Haverall started to throw bottles at John and Mary, they were frightened. Run, Mary, run. Get back, Mary. Get back, John shouted.
She threw another bottle. Get back, Mary, get back. Quick, over here, get down.
Where is she now?
In the house. The window's closed.
She's eccentric.
She's mad.
She's old. Old people are sometimes eccentric.
She's mad.
I hope she isn't mad. We've come to see her.
We've come to see Miss Haverall. But is that Miss Haverall?
This is her house. It's the right number.
Are you looking for someone, dear?
We're looking for Miss Haverall.
Miss Haverall, dear?
Is that Miss Haverall up there at the window?
Yes, dear. That's Miss Haverall. That's the lady you're looking for. If you're looking for Miss Haverall.
She threw a bottle at us.
She threw 2 bottles.
Yes, dear. She throws bottles. She throws bottles at everybody. She keeps people away with her bottles. She never hits anybody, though.
John wasn't sure that the woman throwing bottles at them was Miss Haverall. We have come to see Miss Haverall. But is that Miss Haverall, he asked. Then a woman in the street stopped and spoke to them. That's Miss Haverall, she said. She throws bottles at everybody. She keeps people away with her bottles.
What's that noise?
That's how I keep the birds away. Otherwise, they'd eat all the fruit in the garden.
Why did you shoot?
To keep the wolves away. Otherwise, they'd eat all my sheep.
Miss Haverall kept people away with her bottles. She threw bottles at everybody, but she never hit anybody. She's harmless, the woman said. She shouts and breaks bottles, but that's all. She's harmless. She never hits people with her bottles. Afterwards, she sweeps up the broken glass. She's eccentric, Mary said. She has funny ways, the woman replied.
Funny ways?
Yes, listen.
Goodness, John, Why are you standing on your head?
Shh. Don't disturb me when I'm playing the violin.
But why are you playing it standing on your head?
You can't understand. It gives me inspiration.
You do have funny ways, don't you?
The woman in the street was telling them about Miss Haverall. She said, "She has funny ways, dear. We all have funny ways sometimes."
She's mad.
She's harmless.
She's harmless, is she?
She never hits anybody with her bottles.
Haven't you complained?
Complained, dear? No, I haven't complained.
But why not?
She sweeps up afterwards. She sweeps up all the broken glass.
She's eccentric.
She has funny ways, dear. We all have funny ways sometimes.
We don't all throw bottles.
She called us thieves.
Yes, dear. She thinks you are thieves.
We're not thieves.
She thinks everybody is a thief, dear. She thinks everybody wants to steal her money.
We don't want to steal her money.
Oh, of course you don't. She hasn't got any money.
She had a lot of money once, didn't she?
Oh, yes, dear. She had a lot of money once.
The woman explained that Miss Haverall thought they were thieves. That was why she threw bottles at them. She thought they wanted to steal her money. Then the woman said she hasn't got any money, but she had a lot of money once. She had a big house and servants, that is, people who did all the work in the house for her, people who cooked, cleaned the rooms, did the gardening, and drove her car. But later, Miss Haverall's brother lost all the money. He was a gambler. He played cards and roulette for great sums of money. He gambled all the money away.
She had a lot of money once. She had a big house and servants. She had lovely things. Lovely jewellery, lovely clothes, lovely pictures on the walls. Oh, she had money. Then she lost it.
She lost it?
Her brother lost it.
Her brother was a doctor, wasn't he?
Was he, dear? Her brother was a gambler.
Oh, a gambler?
And he lost all the money. So she sold the big house and the cars and the pictures and the jewellery. She sold everything. Now she thinks everybody wants to steal from her. Poor dear.
And Fawcett told us to come here.
Who's Fawcett?
Fawcett's a crook.
Oh, I don't know him.
He knows Miss Haverall.
And Miss Haverall knows about the pendant.
The pendant, dear?
We must talk to her. John, knock on the door again.
If I knock on the door, she'll throw a bottle at me.
She never hits anybody, dear.
Please, John, knock on the door.
Dr. Haverall gambled the family fortune away. His sister had to sell everything she had. Fawcett told us to come here, said John, but the woman had never heard of Fawcett. Who is Fawcett? She asked. Fawcett's a crook, said John. A crook, that is, a criminal. The woman didn't know anything about Fawcett or about the pendant, but John and Mary wanted to talk to Miss Haverall.
Did John knock on the door again?
Of course he did.
Well, I'd have been afraid. Did Miss Haverall hit him with a bottle?
Kathy, you have just heard that she never hit anybody with her bottles.
Why? Wasn't she clever enough at throwing bottles?
Oh, Kathy, she was too clever. She didn't want to hurt anybody. She only wanted to frighten people away. By the way, I want to explain something to the listeners.
Won't it take too long?
No, we have enough time.
Oh, I see. Two and enough.
That's right.
You're too late. You've missed the bus.
Oh, dear. I never start early enough. Go on. Bill's waiting for you.
I won't. I'm not going to marry him.
What? Are you completely mad? What's the matter with him?
He's not handsome enough. He's too ugly.
You must be out of your mind. Didn't you notice it before?
Come on, Kathy, let's practice this. Is he clever enough?
No, he's too stupid.
Is she early enough?
No, she's too late.
Is it warm enough?
No, it's too cold.
Are they old enough?
No, they are too young. So, too has a negative meaning and enough has a positive meaning.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. And too comes before the adjective. Enough comes after.
Then, what about the sentence, we have enough time?
The word time is a noun, not an adjective. Enough comes after the adjective, but before the noun. Try it. I'm rich enough.
I have enough money.
We are free enough.
We have enough freedom.
You are early enough.
You have enough time.
He's patient enough.
He has enough patience. Is that all?
Yes, that's all.
All's well that ends well.
Who told you that it's ended? Now you must size your English. Exercise one.
I think she's eccentric.
I hope she isn't too eccentric.
Listen.
I think he's dangerous.
I hope he isn't too dangerous.
I think she's clever.
I hope she isn't too clever.
I think they're wealthy.
I hope they aren't too wealthy.
I think he's angry.
I hope he isn't too angry.
Exercise two.
She threw bottles at us.
She throws bottles at everybody.
Listen.
He was afraid of me.
He's afraid of everybody.
She shouted at me.
She shouts at everybody.
He sent letters to me.
He sends letters to everybody. Exercise three. Listen to the example.
She hit me.
That's surprising. She never hits anybody.
They invited me.
That's surprising. They never invite anybody.
She spoke to me.
That's surprising. She never speaks to anybody.
He helped me.
That's surprising. He never helps anybody.
And here's our story once again. John and Mary went to see Miss Haverall. They were outside her house when she started to throw bottles at them.
She threw another bottle. Get back, Mary, get back! Quick, over here, get down!
Where is she now?
In the house. The window's closed.
She's eccentric.
She's mad.
She's old. Old people are sometimes eccentric.
She's mad.
I hope she isn't mad. We've come to see her.
We've come to see Miss Haverall. But is that Miss Haverall?
This is her house. It's the right number.
Are you looking for someone, dear?
We're looking for Miss Haverall.
Miss Haverall, dear?
Is that Miss Haverall up there at the window?
Yes, dear. That's Miss Haverall. That's the lady you're looking for. If you're looking for Miss Haverall.
She threw a bottle at us.
She threw two bottles.
Yes, dear. She throws bottles. She throws bottles at everybody. She keeps people away with her bottles. She never hits anybody, though.
She's mad.
She's harmless.
She's harmless, is she?
She never hits anybody with her bottles.
Haven't you complained?
Complained, dear? No, I haven't complained.
But why not?
She sweeps up afterwards. She sweeps up all the broken glass.
She's eccentric.
She has funny ways, dear. We all have funny ways sometimes.
We don't all throw bottles.
She called us thieves.
Yes, dear. she thinks you are.